I guess I'm starting this off. I'm Aaron.
Hey, how you doing? You guys got a question? I don't know what to start off.
6'2".
Yes.
How's your toes?
My toes, they're good. They started feeling okay. They're like, it's this toe and this toe. And so it happens to be right where I can walk. But then sometimes I forget that it's hurt, and like, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then, and I'm back. So it's a broken toe. Like, deal with it, go with it. No, honestly, I was on a skateboard in my garage. It's embarrassing. I'm talking on the phone. I switched the hand, and then the gravity or whatever just moved it, and then I fell and did a kickstand, popped my two toes, and then fell to the ground, chipped my other elbow. So now it's like, oh, you know, you chip your elbow or something, you can't put, that's life now, forever. Whatever. I chipped my other one filming it was Korn or some crazy rock band, and there was ice on stage, and then it slipped and cracked, so. Hey, that's cool, because it's lots of camera, so that's worth it. Shooting cam, hurt myself. Oh, I'm tired. I'm used to staying up all night. I can never sleep at night for some weird reason. So then all of a sudden we had to wake up and it was like 11. I'm like, 11 in the morning? That's early. That's way early. You know, I usually wake up at 1 or 2. My boy Bacon over there, he always like picks me up at 2 to go get lunch and run errands. And so it's like, that's like 8 a.m. to us. So. Another question? I've never really asked, hey, question. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of nervous. Yes. It's because I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And I can't wait to meet everybody. A lot of people I've met many times, so it's just cool. I like Scarefest. Good to meet everybody. And again, say hi. I'll be sore from hugs, though, a couple days. I remember my first year at Scarefest. I went home and I couldn't move my wrist for like, it was like 3 or 4 days. And I started signing. I was like, that's what it's from. Oh, and now I probably sign like 100 autographs a day, and then I always throw tons of autographs in like the big step packages and all that, so now my hand's just like, watch TV, and I kind of, same thing, oh, yes. another question. Yes. It was awesome. It was pretty cool. I actually was told by Energy something that there was going to be a place I was going to try to do 3 times, and that was the spot. And actually, that was my 3rd try getting there. I landed once in Transylvania, gang fight, so we had to take off. 2nd time I was going with Dave Schrader and all them, and just everything, just scheduling with Ghost Adventures had failed, and then finally we go back. It's pretty awesome. I had a heart attack, a mild heart attack out there in the castle. There's this castle where Vlad was buried, and basically, we were hunting in these halls, and Nick and Zach saw a shadow behind me. It's like a cape kind of thing, like a maybe a guard or something. And I turned around, and this energy passed right through me, and I froze. I couldn't even move. And this board goes flying down the steps. I'm not sure if we got on camera, you know, sometimes stuff doesn't show. You're not shooting that direction. And then after that, my arm started cramping up. And then about 15 minutes later, we went go into where Vlad was held captive for a year inside this huge castle. And all of a sudden, like, my heart, I didn't realize it was my heart at the time, just cramped up, like, you're done, like, it was done for. And I just went to this peace, tranquility place, and I was like, oh, this is it, I'm dying. Because I'm not afraid to die, it's gonna happen. And so, you know, if it happens, it happens. And so I sat there, and I was just like, whoa, and I was like, oh, do I fall inside this, you know, where Vlad was at? How cool would that be, you know? And I was like, wait, that's in a dungeon. I don't know if I'm gonna be stuck down there. And then so I was like, oh, if I fall backwards, it's like, you know, King of Thrones and all that. Cool, let's do this. And then all of a sudden, I literally was ready to fall back. I was like, I saw it, it was weird. And I stopped feeling it. And then I heard Zach saying my name. I was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, Aaron. I looked over, he goes, what side? And I go, left side. And then he goes, that's your heart. And all of a sudden, I was like, right back into it, pain. I was like, whoa, and then it just snapped me out of it. And it took like a minute, and I was sore for weeks. Found out from this one of the traveling doctors that I had like a mild heart attack of some sort. And I was like, damn, I'm in good shape. So it's like, it wasn't that. That's definitely an entity, a spirit of some sort. So it was crazy. But I felt like from the bad mojo I had from the voodoo, it took me like 8-9 months to be like, well, I call it bad depression. Really, I was just sitting in my house working and just, you know, sad and just, you know, you just get depressed. So you just get caught up in it. So that took me a long time to get out of. And so I just worked and became Iron Man. You know, I got to go put the suit on, which is the vest, and go hunt. And then I come back and I'm Stark and I just work on projects. And, you know, that's kind of how I say it. But yeah, so it was rough. And then I lost my train of thought. I thought Iron Man. I was like, dude, he was like, remember that one scene? I was like, damn it, I lost it. But I was in that whole funk for a while. And then I kind of felt like it had to happen because 3 years ago I was told the place I tried to get to 3 times was going to be the moment where I become like this, not complete, but some weird thing. And I honestly, after it was all done, I felt like, holy shit, something took the bad out. And like, I always imagine my aura as being white. And now I like imagine my aura popping out. It's always gold. It's like, what? Like, it's this weird thing. So I tend to believe that I kind of got rid of it all. It's like pushed it all out. That was rough. Alright, you ready? I think there's God, I know there's a God, and I think there's Mother Nature. And without Mother Nature, there's no plants, air, water, blah, blah, blah. Without God, there's no loving with humans and animals, caring, taking care of. I think there's like a huge combo with that. I don't know if Jesus was real. Because I believe he was real, and I believe he was put here on earth for something to happen to be where we are now, for change. Because it was way gothic back then. But back in those days, Egyptians were doing stuff like giving people hallucinogens so they think they were gods. It was like, it's written in everywhere. So it's the same time period. So I think something happened there. Thank God it did, because it caused this huge change where now, I mean, I don't know if religion is the best thing, because it still brings on evil of war and all this stuff anyways. But I just believe that we're here, and regardless of religion, every religion is right, and I think it's all wrong. So it's just how you have it yourself. And very few can find their own peace and do their own thing and not worry about if you're going to heaven or hell or where you're going on next. And so I just believe in the way it was in the beginning. And once you get to like King James, he rewrote the Bible, and we still sit there and read it. You know, it didn't say women shall love their man. It's like, you know, the women were running Egypt back then. So it's like, I just believe now what we talk about, it's all metaphorical, but we take it too personal. Or like the Red Sea was really the Reed Sea kind of thing. Like, it's talked about as interpreted wrong, and they found chariots underneath the water, and it's a small body of water during the earthquake. Anyone ever seen Discovery Channel? There's this thing back in the day, it was called Moses, the life of Moses, and it was pretty awesome. Obviously, God created this to happen to this, so it would all be timing, but it was just weird how it all worked out. So I think there's a lot of interpretations that we take differently. And so that's my point. That's my view. I don't know. I believe it's all within yourself. Because you could be dying. If when I die, I want someone to put a 3D goggles on me and play Tron. Because if you're going to go where you're going to go, the last thing you saw, I'm on the fucking grid, right? We're doing the grid. But if it's not, you know, like, who knows? But we're hunting kids, we're hunting animals, we're hunting all these things that are supposed to be in heaven. It's like, well, why aren't they there? Then I start thinking, well, maybe there's a stop, and maybe this is the end times. And if you get involved with all politics and things going on now, it's all coming to man-made is making it happen in the end times, or it's really the end times in the Bible. So, I don't know. They could go on for hours about this. But I just kind of believe in your aura, what you need to do to pass on, and that's the way it works. Like, I don't know. Well, I probably got a lot of enemies now. Yes.
Have you ever brought your work home with you?
Every time I walk out on a lockdown, I whisper, if you want to come home with me, come home with me. Because here's my belief. I got thrown into this. I never planned on doing this. I was a cameraman. I knew Nick. Helped him out. Experience happened. I quit. Next thing you know, a year later, the documentary's coming out. We do ghost hunts with people. I'm starting to dig it. It's kind of fun. Let's pitch a show. We get the show. Next thing you know, I have no idea what they were putting me through. So then I was like, oh, shit, you know, like, this is not good. And so for the first 2.5-3 years, I was scared. I didn't want to do it. Like, but then ever since, you ever seen the Winchester Mystery House? If it was, I believe Mackey's happened for a reason. If it wasn't for Mackey's, I wouldn't be where I am today. It almost had to push everything aside so I could focus just on me. It was really weird. And so from Mackey's, wait, where was I again? Sorry, a lot of things went through my head there. I was like, oh, Winchester Mystery House. So then that's when it all switched. Like, for some reason, I sensed Mackey's, I saw Mackey's behind Zach, or something behind Zach, and it just all clicked, and it made all sense, and then all of a sudden I broke down, because it was like a roller coaster shock. But since then, now I'll go do anything. You know, I'll be the guy who does the rituals, you throw me in it, let's do it, that's fine. Because I'm going to learn from it. If I'm put here for a reason, for some odd reason I'm doing this show, well, I better learn every single angle at it. And when the show's all done, maybe I'll do the cleansing, but I don't even do that, because, hey, by accident, you don't get in the spot where we're at. So this show was all by accident. We just try to go, we found out we hung good together, and that's how we get evidence. So now if you want to come home, let's learn, let's do it. If I got to go through something, I got to go through something, but I'll get over it in a couple weeks. So I just had a huge Ouija board experience, and it messed me up for like a good week and a half, and then on the last shoot, they bring this Ouija board in for us to sign. I'm like, no, and I just start shaking. I'm just like, like this thing just wants to come out and destroy. But now I know when certain entities or certain spirits, I knew before I even brought that in, something bad was about to be said. Like, I thought someone was sick or someone got hurt, and then they popped it out. I'm becoming more like calling it before it happens. Like, oh, I know something's gonna happen, and it happens. Like Eric and Bacon, they pretty much live with me, but they're always around at home. And so they're always getting tired of me going like, slow down, dude, cop's coming up. You know, you're gonna put your seatbelt on, and then there's a cop. It's like, what? You know, or like whatever, you know, like even gambling, very little bit, but I'll be like, dude, play that machine, and it'll happen. And I'll be like, yes. But I don't win much, but it's like, I usually lose, so that's why I just don't gamble. Yes. Yeah, I love Waverly Hills. I love it. That was the one place where I saw, or not the one place, but it was one of the, earlier on, I definitely saw the shadow figure walking by, and I was like, whoa. And I saw one of these other guys we hunted was doppelganger. He wasn't there, and I saw him, and I went back, and I was like, dude, where were you last night? I saw you hunting. And he's like, I wasn't there that night. And I was like, holy crap. And then I also was really cool, as I saw, like in the movies, that creature crawling in the corner on the roof. That scared me half to death. That was pretty gnarly. And then 2 drops of pee almost fell out on that episode. That's why sometimes I don't watch the show, because it's like, did I just say that? So yeah, Waverly, I love Waverly. It's fun, it's a great place, good people too.
So someone just finished his first haunting at home.
What's that? Well, if you want it there, nothing. Talk to it, it's gonna get worse. But if you don't, you probably should find a way to get rid of it. But you gotta remember this. Everywhere is haunted because they were there first. When you die, and you own your house, and you're gonna be like, I'm still living in my house, you know? And then the next guy moves in, and you're gonna be like, get the fuck out of my house, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's gonna be. So it's like, if you do have a haunting, and if it's crazy, scary, bad, maybe get something to do with it, but most likely it's just some dude who's pissed off that he's dead and you're in his house, and then really, you just gotta come to a good chill with it. I have 3 spirits that live with me. Something from Mackey's. I have the witch from Jamaica. Does everyone know the story about the witch from Jamaica? I took her home. All right, real quick. So I went and hunted her, cameras went on, I went up to her stone or her grave, I took a rock, because it says if you take a rock, you basically, she'll follow you home. Put the rock on her stone, and I took my nail and my finger and I just dug it into her grave. I don't know what was going on in my head. I dug it into her grave because I wanted to see if this really would work. And my skin, my nail, it's all on her grave. And then I said, you're coming home with me if you like it or not. Well, it came home with me, and like, let's just say I dated a few people and they did not like it. It was like they were screaming because they'd see the witch, and oh dude, they got tormented. It was pretty crazy. So now I pretty much, I can talk to them. I know when things are happening in the house, things will fly around or something. I'll turn it on, I'll talk to Anna, and I'll talk. And I have that energy, something from Scotland. I won't say it's a vampire energy, but the guy who I was talking with claimed to be a vampire, but some sort of, he was some weird energy guy. And and so like something around the house is that. When I put like a vampire painting in front of my witch painting, my witch painting will literally fly down the hallway, and it's like really hooked on. So it's there's something weird with that. So yeah. So what was the question? Damn it. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Oh yeah, the witch. That's how I brought the witch home. Yes. Hellfire Caves. That was my ultimate favorite. That was a, it wasn't a bad ritual. It was actually a good ritual. It was one of those rituals where they brought in the Roman god of lust. And so it was like, they brought it in to bring in the atmosphere of the whole, you know, cave scene. And it was pretty cool. And it was, when I walked out of that, so I kept the cloak. I had to pay the girl. I was like, I'm keeping this. She's like, that's my cloak. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what just happened here. And so I paid her some good money for it and went home with it. But like, as soon as I walked out of those caves, I mean, some of the people who know me are just like, dude, something, you've got wiser, something changed, something happened. And it was true. I got more like into the zone of like how it all works. Come to find out, like, I'm kind of through marriage related to Benjamin Franklin. I found out that we might have people I'm related to that had to do with the causing the witch trials and all this stuff. And so I'm just finding out so much stuff. And on top of that, I found out I'm a, just like 2 months ago, I found out I'm a third generation ghost hunter. My grandma did it and her mom did it. And so they didn't just do it. They did it for fun every weekend. And she wouldn't tell me all her stories, but she's kind of forgetting things too, so we're trying to get it out of her, you know, as much as possible. And it's just like, and my mom's just like, I don't talk about it. And it's like, what? So it's kind of like Sam and Dean with me and my sister. Like, we go into a place and we get the most amazing evidence. And that's why Amy's now doing conventions and she's doing hunts with Mark and Debbie Constantino. And it's just, even other people in my family talk to the dead. It's so weird. And so, yeah, so now that I found this out, I'm like, how can I stop? Let's just keep going, no matter what. Even if the show ends, then that's when I'm going to go even darker and harder. Not darker, but like, I'm going to England. I'm hanging out in the real witch houses. I don't need cameras. I'll just do it on my own. It's for myself. And so I just keep learning and learning and learning. And so after it, I'm going overseas for like 6 months, and I've been invited to cool spots. And so it's been pretty cool. Well, I believe that every piece of equipment, like, so we have like, let's say 8 pieces. Mine, PX, no matter what, my PX at home goes off and talks the words you've never heard of. It's turned on by itself. And one of my buddies, Steed, we were driving to California and it was sitting on the dash. It just turns on and it goes, Steed, Aaron. And I was like, what? Like, so my gear actually at home will turn on by itself sometimes. My computers and all that, I've had like weird things go boo on the screen and disappear, and I thought I got hacked, and I'm like, wait, you know, my buddy Eric's like, let me check it out, you know, nothing. And then what's really weird lately is every once in a while I have this like Tron, she got me this Tron thing, and it's a Tron speaker, and it's weird because sometimes it's not Bluetooth, and every once in a while, like when it's not on, it's turned on, and sometimes it'll go, and you'll hear something that just goes away. It's like something trying to, it's weird. And so, yeah, it just depends on what you use. So like mine is the PX, and then I have really good luck with my phone apps from Bill Chappell, Digital Ovulus. Like he has a bunch of stuff. And so I'm on my cell phone every day, all day. So that's the one thing that's closest to me. And so for some reason, I get the best evidence out of his, you put it on plane mode, you just talk with it. He's got like 5 of them. Mine's the PX, I mean, and the spirit box. Zach's the genius of the spirit box, that's his, you know, like, he can turn that on, it's going, but I've been getting really good with the spirit box for some reason. He'll talk to me some, but like, but Zach will just go crazy, like, it's just what we use, what, you know, I don't know. That's, you know, it's like picking out 7 guns, which one are you going to use? That's, you know, the most comfortable to you. After shooting them all, you're like, I like this one, you know, it's kind of like, that's how it works. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I use them all, and then whatever you get best stuff with, keep using it, or, you know, mine's the PX, I don't know why, or the Oculus. Yes?
Can you speak about the variety of different entities and monsters that you've experienced, and just kind of some details about that stuff?
I think there's 7 different entities, all the way from, like, voodoo to witchcraft to, bad witchcraft, bad voodoo, normal haunts, kid haunts, sad haunts, lonely haunts. Like, it's all there. It just depends on, like, there's probably more acceptable, but that's what I do. I try to bring them back to feel that. Like, what happens to someone? Let's say the end times happen, okay? And all of a sudden there's these demons and all that out of the Bible comes around. And I'm still hanging out. I don't know how to feel or do something with those to, like, help protect myself. So in a weird way, I try to learn everything from them. Does that make sense? Without sounding too... These are tough questions, man. Seriously, like, I don't even bail these out of my podcast. So I'm like, oh, man. I try to sample everything, and I try to, like, understand it. So if something later on happens in a lockdown, like, I've been in lockdown, and I've been like, dude, there's witchcraft that's been done here. And they'll be like, okay, Aaron. And I'll go in the closet, and we'll see these writings. I'm like, look. And it's just like, oh, my God, it had to do with witchcraft. How did I know that? Because I've done it. I've hunted it. I felt it. I learned it. You know? So it's kind of like, in a weird way, I sensed that energy that it was there. So it happens. And in voodoo, I've walked around places, and then all of a sudden we're like, is there voodoo done in here? Like, yeah, there's salt along the thing, and it wasn't even part of the whole interview. It's like, dude, I knew it, you know? So, does that make sense? Yes. Yes. I love it. There's a couple times nothing's happened. Like, we just did a lockdown last night, nothing happened with it. But that hospital, dude, it was like punching things, like getting up, and I was like, whoa! It was like, that's when we really went like, oh, connects. You know, like, it was like, wow. And so, and then Bill Chappell has this thing similar to it. So then, but my whole thing, and me and Bill were talking before we started, I was like, dude, how great would it be to get the connects? And if it works, then everyone who has a connects in their house can now go somewhere. You know what I mean? You don't have to go buy gear. It's right there, you know? And so it worked. It really does work. You just go to connects, go on your settings, and it'll pop up both screens, and then you film a TV, or you film night vision in the room, and then you film the TV, so that way you have all the dots, and you can see all the stick figure stuff. But that was crazy. And in my house, I'll stay on there and sit there for a while, and you'll just see, like, a stick figure walk by. Like, it's like, damn, like, it's cool. But my place is haunted as hell, so it's not a surprise, you know? So I'm just like, yeah. But, yeah, I love the connects. It's cool. Yeah, that's upstairs. I play Tron upstairs. No. I try not to hunt all the time when I don't have to, because when I hunt, I try to get really serious and into it. So, like, I used to do events a lot, try to slow down that, because it's people's energy that come with there. That, like, you don't know who they are, and so it's like, what are you dealing with them? So I try to always, like, when I, like, with the guys I hunt, I know how our energy is. I know how to feel it and sense it. Sometimes, like, I don't know, like, I've had bad experiences here and there with it. So I've learned that my aura is my aura, and I keep it, and I protect it, and nothing else matters. And if I come across another aura that's it, awesome, or something like that, then it's okay. But I just try to, I'm learning, and so I'm just keeping myself the way I need to be for these hunts and all this other stuff, so. Sometimes you go in the wrong place, and I've been asked this so many times, but for some reason I never do. Well, what if I go in there and then I'm screwed up from it, you know? So I try to, like, limitalize, I don't know what that word that is. I try to limit everything I do, but I like the dark, dark, scary stuff. Just put me in there. I love to battle in the dark now. It's like, bring it. I don't know, it's cool. There was a switch, trust me, a big switch in there, a good one. Yeah, the voodoo. Usually it was something falls home, you can tell it's kind of gnarly, and it eventually wears out. It's weird. It's almost like the stuff that's home takes over. And it's not scary, it's just natural to me. And then all of a sudden that night or something crazy will happen. But the voodoo got me. It got me bad. Like, bad luck. I wouldn't even drive a car because I kept seeing my death and wrecks. And then my buddy Bacon would be driving, and all of a sudden I'd be like, whoa. And there would be that moment I saw, but I wasn't driving, nothing happened, right? I was like, okay. Then it happened again and again. So I finally got the whole voodoo out of me, and so now I'm kind of back to, like, that, well, I should say the voodoo hex or whatever was putting on me on that episode. And so now I'm just finally getting back to my old normal self. It took a while. It was rough. It wasn't rough, like, it wasn't like at home, but you just sit there and you get in that depressed, dark mood, and you just zone in it, and then you dwell on it. So I just catch myself working, and then hours would go by, days, and Eric would be like, dude, we're gonna do packages, and I'm like, it's Tuesday. I'm like, it's Tuesday? Holy shit. Yeah, I slept, but what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it was this weird, just the only way. Otherwise, I just sit in my house and
turn the lights off and just, you know, zone out. It was weird, but yeah. Enough of the voodoo, come on, guys.
What's the workplace that scared you the worst?
It'd probably be Hell's Bar Dam, because I thought I was, when the shadow came out, I felt like I was turning to stone, and I thought that was a heart attack or whatever, but I thought I was done for there, and then all of a sudden, nothing happened. I used to think Mackey's, but now, no way. I'd go back in there in a heartbeat by myself and sit in the basement with a picnic table and just say, thank you. Like, I swear to God, it's weird. But if it wasn't for Mackey's, I wouldn't be here today where I am at the stage I am. So I've learned from it. And so in a way, I have to thank that, you know? And so, but other than that, probably the voodoo, even though that was a rush during it, but it was like when we stepped out of that house, it was over. I was like, oh crap, it came with me. And I even went to the ground, like I put my hand there, like I sensed the feeling of the hand, like just like trying to ground myself. And it was just like, I got caught up in this whirlwind of like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Where did
you basically, Big Step we came from was walking over babies and being annoying in the big groups of people. And walking through the hallway, like, because I was a basketball team, so I was like, hey, no, I'll pass for me. I'm just going to walk real slow, you know? Like, I was like, damn it, you know? Like, that was how it started. And then it turned into, like, pretty much motivation. Why take small steps when you can be big step? You can be doing bigger steps. Like, I was telling everybody, if you're going to go and you want to sell art, all I got to do is go buy a $35 table at an art fair. Sit there and either sell it or don't. Either way, you're still taking a bigger step towards your goals. Or like, I call it the A to Z theory. If you can skip B, C, D, all that, and just go straight from A to Z for some weird reason, that's a huge step, you know? And like, you know, so it's just like going out there and trying something. If you fail, who cares? Just try it again, you know? No, I definitely would not. Not at all. The reason is you don't know what you're gonna get, but doing an EVP thing is, or doing, you know, EVP or talking to the Oculus, the same concept as the Ouija board. But for some weird reason, I think something happened with Parker Brothers or whoever makes them, and they made this weird deal. Because there's evil stuff that's so much different with the Ouija board. And why is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something to it. So I played the Ouija board, not touching it, but mentally, and I've asked a few questions, and we've actually, everyone's hand was above it and actually slid to yes without anyone touching it. And I was like, whoa. So I was like, no, that shit's legit. You know, like, when no one's touching it, it slides on its own, it goes fast, it stops right in the middle of yes. It's like, okay. But yeah, I don't suggest it. But for some reason, they're plugging it into kids' heads. Or that's the whole cycle of it all, I guess. But I don't know why. That should be abandoned from, like, Target and stuff like that. No, Nick and Zach. I don't like to know anywhere we're going. I don't. I would rather not know, because when you see me on locations, my first, when they're recording, that's the interview I learned from. And so that's my first time hearing it. So, and I'm like, where are we going again? And so it brings up that whole, oh shit, feeling, you know? And so then that's why when you see me, they're going, like that's real fear, because I'm not thinking about it. I learned it straight up. Zach reads them to like, what happened to you, the experience of the guy, right? So he's interviewing. So he'll read it just so he knows where to flow with the questions and maybe more to get out of him because he's being quiet about something. But me personally, I don't want to know anything. I don't even really know where we're going half the time. I just get on the plane or go to a hospital. Okay. You know what I mean? Or, dude, you're going to love this, dude. We're going to a place where pagans know what? You know, I'm like, no. You know, we'll get there. And I'm really about that moment. If that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do not want to know anything about the location until we get there. Make sense? Yes, okay, good.
So I was curious about
Flawed's castle
over there. He killed so many people. Do you feel like that was one of the more evil places?
Actually, Flawed was very good. He was not an evil person. He did all that stuff because the timing, what the time period was, that's how you kill. That's how you scare. He had 30,000 troops, and he would go against 200,000. So what he would do is he would peel all these bodies, and then he would go out and scare them at night so they wouldn't sleep, and then when they showed up, they'd be like, what the hell?
pill, and that was a Turkish thing. He got captured by the Turks. So the Turks were all this superstition about impalement. So he would impale his people there. So when all of a sudden they would show up for battle, they'd be like, oh, and the stench and, you know, all this stuff. And all of a sudden they come out of nowhere and just stab them because they're off. They would lose it. There's a story, you ever seen Three Amigos? You know the story where they're all popping up everywhere? Well, Vlad did that, actually. He actually was so smart that he had 10 people dressed up as Vlad and would pop up different places. And that's where the story of him as a devil would come up. And like all this gnarly shit. It was just to fuck with their heads so that he could kill them. He actually snuck into the Turkish army as a Turk, killed the Turk, and then yelled, "The Turks are going against each other." And then all of a sudden they all turned on each other. He walked out and they all killed half of the crew. Like, that's how genius he was. He had to be. He had to protect what you were doing. And in fact, come to find out, he saved Christianity. It was all for Christianity. He saved Christianity from getting attacked and destroyed through the Turks and Germans and the Russians and all this stuff. Like, to this day, he had nobody and he beat everybody. He was like the number one. He was the first, I think, guy about press, started off with press. But he just messed with them so hardcore that we think of him as this, oh, but really, it wasn't that bad. He just had to do it. If we all had to kill to protect our family right now because there's no law, you would do what you had to do. You know, so that's where it came across. He did what he had to do, and it turned into being this legend. And then Brian Stoker came in and basically pissed all over him. You know what I mean? So he's not a vampire. They do not do anything about vampires there. I'm sure there are vampires, but Vlad just was a written story. Nefertiti came out before Vlad did. You know what I mean? Like, that was way back in the day. And then Brian Stoker was like, oh, this is cool. Never even been to Romania, Brian Stoker. And like, never saw anything. Just wrote it. Made it a legend, which legends can't come true. If everyone believed in Santa Claus, like really believed in Santa Claus, I'm sure a present would show up. Like that, you know, like everyone believed in it kind of thing. It makes a legend happen, so. No. Shit. I wish. All the time, like that's my hobby. Like right now I'm caught up in it, I'm living it. But that's what I want to do, that's what I love doing, is just sitting there filming. And I mean, when I'm at home, Bacon's always like, dude, just turn the camera off. And I'm always filming everything. So like later on in life, I have almost 25 years of my life on tape, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours, just tons of it. So maybe when I pass on, this can give to somebody and then turn it into something. Or maybe if I get time enough to edit in the editing room, I can sit there and edit some of this stuff up and show you really what I'm doing at my house all day long, which is orders and working, and, you know, so it's kind of cool.
I wonder, like, you know, you've got a different camera guy on set, though. I mean, do you kind of, like, direct him, like, say, you know, I would do this? And
actually, half the time, it's just the camera sitting in the yard, and Bill's just putting on a tripod. That's what it is. It's like just getting different shots. It's Billy zooming in, getting a shot here and there. Because like I said, it's cool to get like another shot since it's not always just us two. And that other cameraman, poor Bill, he's driving, doing everything. But he's out there sitting on a tripod or shooting around the corner. And so it's usually Bill or Jay sometimes. Jay will grab the camera and do the boom at the same time. Like, it really is just us working. Like, we don't have anyone else. So it's Jay, me, Zach, Nick, and Billy to help out. Like, he used to not, but now he's like totally grabbing a camera more, and it's cool. It's like, yeah, so we're gonna take this one. Mark's telling me. But yeah, it's kind of cool. So yeah, that's Billy or Jay usually.
What's the best and worst thing about working with Nick and Zach?
Best thing, we're brothers, we're family, we've known each other for so long. I've known Nick since, almost 15 years. Worst is that we're brothers and we like pick on each other like the brotherly things. So, you know, it's like living with family. It's fun. It's fun. And then you got your jokes, your little, maybe an argument here and there, but you get over it real fast and hug it out, you know.
I'm just curious about your spiritual belief going into some of these places.
It's like I go in these places knowing I'm a different aura, a different energy. So whatever's going to happen in there, take from me or take from that place, that's going on. Like, I always say Ghost Adventures is kind of PG compared to my life. Because like everything else I do is just so off the wall crazy all the time with spirits who are just living it and enduring it. Like, I don't do spells. I don't sit there and do like, I just let it happen. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing crazy that happened is I did a circle in my house once, and with fake candles, they're lovely, because I don't want to burn the house down. And my talisman I wear got pulled back on my neck, and it freaked me out, and I took it off, and I threw it out of the circle, and then I never wore it for like a month later, and then I did the voodoo thing, and then I realized, oh my God, I didn't have my talisman, I got caught in this weird thing, and so I always wear this thing. It's like, it's not to protect me, it's almost like I disrespected it so much that it's almost like my aura to me. Like, this one person came up to me so mad at me from the witch, and she basically punched me in the chest, and my talisman went into my skin and actually like went sliver into my skin and then blood all over it. And I was like, dude, and I felt like something weird happened with it. So now this thing, whenever it's off, bad luck. When I keep it on, good luck. It's weird. It's like part of me. It's weird. The voodoo. I could have done without that. That was 8 months of a long period of time. I could have done a lot of other things instead of sitting at home. Like, I mean, I'll tweet like, oh, you know, and it always looks like I'm having fun. That 8 months was not fun. It was pretty much a long 8 months, so it was pretty crazy. Is that what?
Do your neighbors let you come over?
I'm the guy who's like, doesn't come out of his house. I'm the guy who comes out of the house when it's nighttime, and Megan will know. I'll be up to like 4 or 5 in the morning. It's like I'm the only dude up. So it's all my day. I'm the birds, you know? I'm the dude who's up at night. I just try to keep to myself, and I just don't really step outside too much. Like, I don't know. Kind of like, I guess that I got a little seclusive for a while. But now I'm starting to actually go out more. Walk around the strip and stuff. I don't know. But yeah, usually the guy at night walking to the home. I'm pretty much security at night.
What can you say about Bobby Mackey? And what scared you the most about it?
I'm so new at all this that Bobby Mackey's, the scratch with Zach, things happening, going on. I used to have dreams. Right when I was done with Mackey's, I had dreams, and I was married at the time, and her and I would have these dreams of this white bearded man. It was the same dream. It was like, your kids are cursed, their kids are cursed. It was like just crazy stuff. And so when it started hitting her and she was explaining it, because I wouldn't tell her at first, and then she started explaining her dreams, I was like, oh my God, this is right on. And a couple of people had written me and said had the same dreams too. And then I realized I'm gone all the time. I'm gonna be bringing, like, who knows what's gonna happen during all this stuff. And I was just like, you gotta go, because you gotta enjoy your life. I realized I'm now stuck in something that I'm not gonna get out of for a while, so you know, it's not gonna be good for me. And then, you know, we're good friends, but it was weird. So now I realize, I had to like come to myself to get things going more to where I am now. But so Mackey's really was scary at first because I didn't understand it. Then after I started realizing after time, I was like, you know what? Even if Mackey's was bad, it changed me to where I am now. So now it's beneficial. I don't know, I'm not trying to say like, oh yeah, it treated me bad or dangerous. It changed me. It changed me to realize that I've been doing this, my family's been doing this for 3 years, generations, and that's why I'm here. And if it wasn't for Mackey's, I may be still in a whole situation where I was just backed off or I quit, you know? So I don't know. Did that answer your question, man? Someone, what do you think of Mackey's? Scary. I definitely would not go there if you're like very sensitive. If you want evil things to nail you or not evil, it just depends on the person. So if the person can go in there and have nothing happen, but the person can go in there and be tormented. So I think that place is definitely one of the top scarier of all scary places, but sometimes it won't affect people, or sometimes it will. So it just depends on the person, really. Because we know people go down there, or timing, you never know. I mean, if you bring in stuff, they'll piss it off. You gotta piss it off. So if you want it to be scary, bring something to piss it off. I lost track of the question, damn it. That's why I've been that way since I was 5.
What's your favorite fast food, and also, what kind of car do you
drive? Fast food I haven't eaten in 8 years. I will not touch it. It's the worst thing you can do to yourself. It will kill you. Everything in it is not real. The cheeseburger is mostly worm. Who knows how much rat, a certain percentage of... I mean, come on, guys. This is America, dude. We are not feeding ourselves good. We put GMO in all the foods. You go overseas, and the fruit is like... Body hives from eating a carrot. Like, we have destroyed ourselves. because they want you to go in there and buy drugs off the doctor. Like, the way they do our food and everything that's happening now is controlled. They want us in there. If you get crackers or something that has 20 things on a paragraph, look it up. It's not good for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just bad. So most of the stuff they're putting in our bodies down here is bad. So I just stick to, like, grass. I know it's a little cost a little more, but I go and get grass-fed beef, or I get some good beef instead of the bad beef. And I just eat a little bit of that, and just try to stick with, like, a little bit of vegetables here and there. But those aren't even, like, 100% anymore. I don't know how much you guys know about that stuff. I'm kind of hardcore into that. So fast food, never. 8 years. And then a car, I don't care about cars. I want a piece of shit car that will break down that I bought for $500 and I put a backpack on and I go walk the road. Like, that just sounds cool to me. Like, I have a Ford Escape, and everyone's like, and my neighbor's like, that's the car you drive? I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm not a car guy. If I am gonna get a new car, which I might, it's gonna be an old muscle car, like the one from Supernatural or something like that. That's what I'm doing. I need some sort of SUV that I can carry all the boxes and stuff when I go do stuff. He wants me to get a freaking truck, and I'm like, no. But yeah, I'm not a car dude. I want a car that'll break down and I can just leave the keys in and walk away. That's my dream. So my dad, yeah, I just want, I think that'd be so cool. It'd be like, oh, broken down car, let's just start walking. Like the Hitcher movie, you know, that TV show. Like, yeah. That'd be so cool. Oh, big time. I like right before the end times happened, and then all of a sudden it got weird, like, what? But then, like, it took a year and a season to get back into it. I'm starting to like the story flow a lot more. I gotta meet those dudes and hang out with them at a convention once. And Chad brought me out and, like, in front of thousands of people, I had no clue, and I had a panic attack and ran away. And, like, I was like, ah! Just ran away. I was like, so no, man. I walked up to the devil guy, what's his name? And he was all like, I'm like, dude, you were sitting right here. And he looked at me and goes, I just got caught up in you in like 3 weeks in my hotel room on Netflix. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And then someone came up to me like, I love your show. And I'm just like, God, this is amazing, you know? Like I said, like, weird, but me and my sister, we had this generation of hunting, like, they're not crazy like that, but it's just like, I kind of feel like me and my sister are them in a weird, different way, and it's like, it's kind of cool, you know, like, that's why I think, like, I'm in training for something, and maybe it's, God, I hope it's when it's training for all this stuff, and it comes down, and I can kill some demons and do some book, oh man, I'd love to do the stuff they do, like, that'd be amazing, you know, like, hey, you're gonna go, might as well go in glory, right? Yeah.
As a fellow Tron agent, when do you see Tron in everyday life, like see a prison?
I do. I see Tron and Matrix in everyday life. I look at the Matrix like I've taken the blue pill, and everything else is just normal. And every once in a while, you'll come across something different, which is an aura, an energy, or a person. So I look at Matrix that way, and I see Tron that way. Because if you look at Tron now, I mean, everything's coming out Tron style. But Tron to me is going and dealing with this whole world and like get stuck in the grid, get stuck in paranormal, you do it all and you get out, you know, like, and I don't know why. So it's like, I'm always in Tron mode, like I'm always battling, because you never know, like I'm walking down the street, you never know what entity is going to pass by on another person and hit you hard and all of a sudden you get aggravated, or you ever looked at a stranger and go, how do I know them? And you've never seen them before, like you're sensing their energy or something. So in a weird way, I always got the disc, I'm always ready, because as soon as I let myself down, you walking down the street and get pushed, and a car comes. You know, like, why did I get pushed? Or, I don't know, it's always going to my head. Like, it's always that spirit, like, why haven't you pushed me down my stairs yet? You know, like, it's weird. So, look, as Tron is like always ready, always prepared. You never know when clue's going to come out with the Tron cycles and get you. And then if you look up, everything looks Tron, circles and discs and everything. So, I've probably seen Tron 1,000 times, man. Something about Tron to me is just like, oh, I tell my manager every day, every week, you know, there's a new Tron coming out. Like, I just want to be the guy in a suit standing there on set. You know, that's all I want. Can you get me in? It's like, I'm trying, Aaron, I'm trying. You're not trying hard enough. Let's see here. I got 5 minutes. Don't do it unless you're prepared. Don't do it unless you're prepared, because you don't know what's coming after you. It could be a simple house, you're like, oh, I'm scared, I'm nervous, blah, 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 this is cool, and all of a sudden you're coming home, and you're everything in your family's getting bad, you don't know why you're in a bad mood, you don't know why everything just shifted and changes, because something could have followed you back, or you could have pissed something off, or you connected with something you shouldn't have, or you go in there and nothing happens. So I say, if you're gonna do it, be prepared for the consequences that can come out of it. It's, you know, it's like fighting with your brother and sister. They might swing at you at one point and nail you and break your nose. You know what I mean? Like, you never know what can happen in the spirit world. So it's fun, it's cool, but if you're gonna do it, you're gonna start doing it, just know there's a price. Or could be a price, maybe not. Maybe you never get evidence. Maybe for some reason you're protected, or it just doesn't happen. Be prepared. I mean, that's my life. I only know the danger. When doing ghost adventures, I only know, like, the scary. I'm scared, you know? Like, I don't know, like, let's just chill and sit in the room and chill. I know if you're in this spot, we're getting evidence and we're gonna taunt. And back in the day, it was a lot more taunting, but it was like, you're gonna get evidence. That's how it works. And so I got really scared, you know? So, but that's all I know. And then just, you go to school for it. I got thrown in the lion's den. I always say, I got thrown in the lion's den, and once you fight enough lions, you become a lion in a weird way. It's weird. That makes sense. I always say that. I haven't done lion's den. Yes. One more. When I was in that hospital in the padded room, I thought, oh, they're in the hallway walking around. And I radio them, they're in the base, you know? And then so I started seeing the doctor out that window, and I saw him, like, looking at a pad, a notepad. After a while, I thought, oh my God, something happened. I thought I was crazy. All this was in my head, and they're observing me, and I'm just in the hospital again. And so, like, I had to break out. That's why I left. I was like, I'm done. And I had to walk out. I ended up just so shook enough, like, probably 30 minutes, they couldn't even find me in the hospital. And then I finally walked back to base, and then Nick and Zach came in, and that's when I, like, calmed down, and they started asking me questions, and I lost it again. So it was tough. That spooked the shit out of me, man. When you're sitting there, and you're in a padded room, you see doctors looking at you from outside, and then it looks like they're talking, they're writing on a notepad, and I thought, oh, I'm crazy, and this is all my head. Damn it, you know, like, fuck. And then with that, that's scary. Scary. It just real quickly scared me, but it gave me that taste of, like, oh shit, you know. It happens. Yes. That way I can queen. Sorry guys, I don't want to talk. I like this. I could do this for hours. It's too cool. I got 2 minutes. One more. Yes.
Kids are 12 and 15 and they love the show. Do you think kids should be watching the show?
I think it's a new generation. And I think that I don't know that answer. If the end times are coming, probably should watch it. But if they're not, you know, I just use that as an example. But, like, I don't know. I mean, they're not scared. They like come on. I mean, I don't know how they're at home, but when I come up to them, they're just like, "Hey," I'm like, "You don't just shit your pants half the time, right?" They're like, "No." I was like, "Did I just say shit in front of you?" You know, but like, they're, for some reason, it's weird. They're not getting scared. They're getting scared, but they're still cool with it. So I don't know. I don't know that. Sometimes I'm like, "Oh, that probably should have been said," but then or watched, and then I'm like, by a kid, then I'm like, "Well, hey, you never know. Maybe they can handle it." Or who knows, man? It's the whole, I mean, how many shows are out now, you know? And so it's not just us, it's everyone else, the new thing. So it's kind of cool. So I don't know, I dig it. I can't give an answer on that one except for, that's depending on the parent, I guess, you know? Like, as soon as they see ghosts, you tell them it's not real, it triggers them to think it's not real. But as soon as you do tell them there's ghosts, then they kind of get sensitive through life, or, you know, it's a different path. And so, that just depends on the other people. But hey, I say go for it, you know, like, watch it, check it out. If it scares you or you're intrigued, maybe 1,000 kids who watch it, maybe one of them were supposed to watch it so that they do something. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean on TV, they do it out in real life, or they become a real psychic and find their goals or their abilities or whatever, and, you know, that's good. It's like taking the blue pill, and 20 people took, or all of them took a blue pill, and only two of them actually are like Neo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of my own Matrix thought, so. But yeah. But it's 9, I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry about that. Thanks, it's all. I hope that made anyone mad or say anything they didn't want to hear. That's just my fears, and I don't want to buy it. It's the all over, I'll write a book, probably more in depth and detail about stuff. But thank you guys. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.